Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yo, what's going on? This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't you think I forgot about you. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Oh, we have so much to get into. But if this is your first time hearing my show, if this is the first time your ears are being graced by my awesome Midwest accent and slight speech impediment, hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and I am the host of this award-winning podcast. On here, I speak my mind when it comes to celebrities, dating, and more. I am the authority, not at all. 856-49-HOPPY. I record for the hard-working average Joe and Jane neck grind in life. What the hell is going on with everybody's favorite attention whore?
Prince Harry is speaking out about how the internet and social media can impact children, including his own.
Oh, true. Yeah, I can imagine the kids are reading a few things that are written about their parents and like, why does everybody hate you?
The Duke of Sussex took part in a virtual launch event for the Five Rights Foundation's Global Child Online Safety Toolkit on Monday.
Oh, I'm sure he can relate to all of that because he's such a relatable guy.
During the webinar, he shared his and wife Meghan Markle's worries for all kids growing up in this digital age. He said, per People magazine, "As parents, my wife and I are concerned about the next generation growing up in a world where they are treated as digital experiments for companies to make money, and where things like hatred and harm are somehow normalized."
And what about the fact that your family normalizes pedophilia by covering it up? Don't act like you're high and mighty. Don't act like you're better than us because you're royalty. Go fuck yourself.
Harry shared that their 3-year-old son, Archie, and 11-month-old daughter, Lilibet, aren't online yet.
Oh, thank God a 3-year-old's not online.
And he hopes to be able to shield them from that for longer.
Oh, that's going to go well. Whenever you shield your kids, and whenever you make something into a big deal, it's just going to make them want to rebel more. It's just going to want to make them be edgier. And it's just going to make you get the point. Think about it this way. Growing up, I was forced to be Roman Catholic. I went to church every Sunday, and it was awful. I hated every second of it. And my dad was so against Family Guy. And you know what I ended up doing? Becoming a 28-year-old who watches adult cartoons every night. When you make something not accessible, when you make something kind of, you know, forbidden, it makes the kid want it more. So all Prince Harry has to do is go, oh, yeah, let's go on social media all day. And the kids are going to be like, ew, it's gross. Like, there's a lot of Gen Z parents, or not, gross. There's a lot of like millennials that have Gen Z like kids that are like 14, and the millennial parents that are in their mid 30s are going on social media all the time, and then the kids that are Gen Z don't want social media. Like, just make it seem cool, and they're not going to want to do it. Like, my dad was the biggest fan of Seinfeld, and I think it's the worst show ever. Now, granted, I would think it's the worst show ever if my dad didn't like it anyway, because Seinfeld's an overrated garbage show, but my dad liking it definitely didn't help out the cause. So, Prince Harry, you want your kids to not be on social media as much? Go on it all the time, which Meghan's pretty good at anyway, so just follow her lead of being a talentless attention whore.
Reportedly saying, "My two little ones are still at their age of innocence. Sometimes I feel like I can keep them away from the online harm that they could face in the future forever. but I'm learning to know better.
He's just putting it out there too much, man. Just let it happen. Because it's a thing that celebrities do where they talk about the hate. And radio people do this too. You get mean comments written about you online, so you go, oh, it doesn't bother me at all, but I'm going to talk about it for 30 minutes. If you're talking about it, it is bothering you. Just act like it's not there, and it makes the trolls, it makes the haters so lonely. So then they have to keep barking up a tree more and more, and no response? That's all you got to do is just not respond.
He added, I'm not an expert on law or technology.
We know you were born into royalty. There's nothing different about you. There's nothing better about you. So I don't expect you to be an expert on anything, Prince Harry. So when you're saying you're not an expert, that's not really breaking news. You're not the smartest guy. You're just royalty.
I'm not an expert on law or technology, but I am a father, and I'm lucky enough to be a father with a platform.
Oh, there we go. Now, I don't know if I ever want to be a parent, probably. But I don't know. You know, you just kind of throw it out there. You think about how frightening it is, whatever. But here's the thing. If I do become a parent someday in about 15 years, I'm never going to be like, oh, like speaking to my radio audience when I'm heard in 30 cities. Oh, I'm so much more awake and so much smarter than you because I have a kid now. Oh, it's the worst. Especially young people. And have kids in their early 20s. Oh, from my experience of giving birth to a kid after my boyfriend didn't pull out, I'm so much smarter than you. That's what he's doing. I don't care. Wow. You did the most basic act of having sex, and then you didn't take the morning after pill or wear a condom or have her on the pill or do anything. Wow. Congratulations. Wow. What an accomplishment, Prince Harry. Good for you.
My kids are too young to have experienced the online world yet, and I hope they never have to experience it as it exists now. No kid should have to.
It's only going to get worse, just like everything with age. It's not going to get better. It's not like Reddit in 10 years is going to be positivity. Like, you know that South Park special, the COVID special, where Jimmy is the late night talk show host and all the jokes are politically correct? That's not happening on Reddit. No one's ever gone to Reddit or social media and been like, oh yeah, show me the negativity. Or no, show me the positivity. Everybody wants negativity.
Harry has long been outspoken about his wish to create a better world for Archie, Lily, and the rest of the next generation.
What about us? The next generation gets it, but us millennials get fucked? Oh, that's right.
The Invictus Games last month, two young Dutch reporters from Kinder Correspondent asked him what his wish is for his son and daughter. And he opened up about the legacy he hopes to leave them.
To grow up in a better world. Yeah. To grow up in a fairer world, a safer world, a more equal world.
You live in a gated community, so shut up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, this following segment was brought to you by our new sponsor of the award-winning Happy Hour podcast. Mattress by Appointment. Hillsboro, Dwayne the Mattress Guy will save you up to 80% on a new mattress. So here's what you got to do. It's not your typical mattress shop where they're open 9 to 5 and they got 7 people wearing Rolexes just acting like they want to sell a bed. No, you got to call Dwayne the Mattress Guy ahead of time at 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And he's got 10 different versions of new queen beds with $40 down. Okay. Here's the thing, though. When you get the bed from Dwayne, the mattress guy over at Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro, you're going to get interviewed by me and it's going to be put on social media. I'm very excited. I'm very pumped that Dwayne, the mattress guy, is a part of the Happy Hour family. And for all the info, just hit him up. When I tell you, man, because I'm not going to sit here and just be like, blah, 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 blah. He's great. You're going to have to experience it yourself. He's one of my friends, so I know he's a legitimate guy. But trust me, Just call him. If you need a new bed, you need a new bed because you kind of broke it because you're banging your significant other harder. You need a new bed because your kids jump on it too much. You just need a new bed in general. You spend one third of your life sleeping. You might as well enjoy it. 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. Tell Dwayne the Mattress Guy that you heard about it on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
What the hell is going on with Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus, two attention-seeking?
I was like, Miley, is that just an excuse for me to do an impression of you on the show? And she's like,
hi, I'm a dirty rotten homewrecker.
I was like, Miley, is that just an excuse for me to do an impression of you on the show? And she's like, hell yeah, I'm Miley Cyrus.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery,
is it?
As far as Miley Cyrus is concerned.
Or, imitation means the person imitating you is jealous or threatened by you and doesn't have any original content.
The singer gave pal Selena Gomez the seal of approval for a spot-on impression of her during Sel's Saturday Night Live hosting debut. Miley officially responded to the shout-out with a cheeky Instagram post on Tuesday, wearing a tank top that featured a line from Selena's monologue written on the front.
Hell yes, Miley Cyrus. Oh, that's cool. It would make more sense if it said, oh God, with an exclamation point. That's more the vocabulary that comes out of, Miley Cyrus's mouth. Oh God.
And just to make her message undeniably clear, Miley also tagged SNL and her fellow superstar in the caption.
She's like, I want to let you know that I saw what you did, because trust me, if this happened in 1992, everyone would have saw SNL, but I'm not sure that you were aware that I saw it, because who the hell watches SNL?
It's understandable that Miley had such a positive reaction to Selena's impersonation. Social media went wild after the Only Murders in the Building star nailed her famous friend's signature drawl.
Yeah, she nailed her.
I also asked one of my oldest friends, Miley Cyrus, and she said,
move on, Bieber's D'ing down Hailey Bieber. He's moved on.
Just be yourself and have fun. Like, Miley, is that just an excuse for me to do an impression of you on the show?
It really doesn't sound that much different. You both sound like tone deaf, boring imbeciles.
I was like, Miley, is that just an excuse for me to do an impression of you on the show? And she was like, hell yeah, I'm Miley Cyrus.
She's not really doing, it's like her doing a southern voice. It wasn't like Selena Gomez just, oh my God, just became like a voiceover expert. Like, it's not really that good of an impersonation.
To do an impression of you on the show. And she was like, hell yeah, I'm Miley Cyrus.
You both sound like two dummies. There's really no change in the voice. Like, oh wow, I closed my eyes and I hear Miley. Like,
hell yeah, I'm Miley Cyrus.
Oh, whatever.
Miley and Selena's friendship goes way back. The 29-year-olds both skyrocketed to fame at an early age on the Disney Channel, and they have...
That's why they're weird.
...but held back when it comes to opening up about their personal ups and downs over the years.
Yeah.
In 2020,
Miley likes getting held back.
Selena guest starred on Miley's Instagram Live series, Bright Minded, and revealed an important discovery she'd made on her mental health journey, and Miley couldn't have been more supportive.
After years of going through a lot of different things, I realized that I was bipolar. And so...
Took you forever.
When I go to know more information, it actually helps me. It doesn't scare me once.
Whatever. She should say to Miley, I was kind of a side chick. I don't know who was first, me or Haley when it came to dating Bieber, but I will tell you, Miley, you were a side chick. Why do side chicks do that? That's what she should be asking Miley.
Once I know it, and I think people get scared of that, right? They're like, oh, and I've seen it, and I've seen some of it even in my own family. Where
Selena Gomez is one of those where she's not really getting down and dirty at all about mental health. Like, everyone's like, hey, it's May. Let's pretend to talk about mental health for a month. Okay, cool. I'm insane. I wake up in the morning. I don't even want to get out of bed. I have to take my meds. I have to chug an energy drink and do whatever to get out of bed. I don't want to get out of bed. And all day long, my head's telling me, you suck, you suck, you suck, unless I'm getting head. That I'm not the one sucking. But what I'm saying to you is all day long, I deal with insanity, and I almost didn't get my Klonopin in February. And I need my Klonopin. So what I'm saying is I get down and dirty. I get real about mental health. People want to just like paint it like a Picasso painting. Like, oh, I'm mentally ill. Are you talking about crying in the kitchen because your psychiatrist retired and you had a hard time finding a psychiatrist and you need your Klonopin to talk on the radio? Oh, but we're going to talk about mental health lightly. You're being such an advocate in the month of May, but by the month of June, I go back to treating other people badly and giving them mental health problems. We are not genuine about mental health. We're so ungenuine about mental health, and we're so boring about mental health, and we're so uncreative about mental health that we might as well not even talk about mental health. Because if you're going to paint it to be this beautiful thing, then you're lying to yourself.
Cameron Diaz is getting honest about motherhood. During a recent appearance on the Kelly Clarkson show,
recently on the pretentious talk show that makes pretentious people look good for good PR, the Kelly Clarkson show.
Cameron Diaz is getting honest about motherhood.
Yeah.
During a recent appearance on the Kelly Clarkson show, the 49-year-old confessed that sometimes she loses her cool while raising her and Benji Madden's 2-year-old daughter, Radix.
Whoa! You're relatable. You lose your cool and your kids too? Wow, that's so awesomely relatable, Karen.
Like any normal parent does, but Cameron explained how she, quote, repairs those situations.
Buys them a bunch of things.
First, the Charlie's Angels star does a, quote, mom checklist when her little one starts getting a little cranky on her.
Oh, I'm sure you're not the cranky one. You don't seem like you would have mood swings at all. You're a real angel.
What is it? I do my mom checklist. Did she eat? Is she tired? What time is it? You know? When was the last time she ate? When is she, you know?
What about your husband checklist? Are you checking in on him to make sure he's not feeling alone?
In his nap.
Yeah.
You know, and you just kind of go start there. And then you go, like, what just happened? Mm. Is there something she's trying to communicate to me? And I just have, you know, I feel like as a parent, my job is to just help her find the words to her emotions, her experience, what she's going through.
I want to have her be what I want her to be.
And be able to help her identify that and then move through it.
You're not letting things happen. It seems like you're really pushing it. It seems like you're trying to push an agenda of a kid that you want them to be.
But sometimes that can be challenging. And the mom of one told host and fellow parent Kelly Clarkson that it's, quote, really imperative to repair those situations after the occasional blow up.
You know, so like if you do break, like blow up, just to repair that and say, oh my God, mommy lost. Oh, that's why. Yeah. No.
You guys are so relatable.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson seems like she'd be a bundle of rage.
I didn't mean to say that to you.
Yeah.
She seems like somebody that would be sitting at the kitchen counter, like eating a sub sandwich from like Subway, and food's like in her mouth and like lettuce and whatever is coming out of her mouth. And she's like, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Hurt your feelings, or if I made you feel, if I upset you. I just want you to know mommy's human too.
What about daddy? Make sure daddy feels good or he'll cheat.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.net. New domain, same trainer, new domain, even better workout plan. Let me tell you about Devin Prasad. When I tell you that he is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. I want you to succeed. I want you to listen to this podcast while working out with Devin. Fit underscore Sage underscore fitness on Instagram, fitsagefitness.net. If you don't live in Tampa Bay, you can always work out with him virtually, but you got to make it happen, Captain. You can't just keep sitting here, ran out of breath, and listening to Hoppy Hour and not actually doing it. You got to go to fitsagefitness.net.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, we are heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com. At ZRadioLive.com has all the links of all the apps you can listen to Z Radio on. The best ones are TuneIn and Odyssey. So if you're listening right now on Z Radio Live, hi, this is Hoppy Hour. How's it going? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Okay, go to every single platform that has a podcast. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Odyssey, TuneIn, Deezer.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
And search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, Amazon Music, all of them. As I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. And my ultimate plan for Hoppy Hour is to turn this into a morning show. Happy in the morning. We play some music, rip into some celebrities, and talk to the listeners. Let's make it happy, Captain. For all the info, just search up Orion Hoppy.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Next. On Hoppy in the Morning.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Amy Duggar King isn't holding back her opinions.
Oh, thank God someone from the Duggar family's being honest about their creep brother.
The 35-year-old took to Instagram on Tuesday to post a lengthy message to her cousin Josh Duggar's wife, Anna Duggar.
Oh, yeah, that dirty rotten Anna ain't leaving him. She'll probably have four more kids with him. We're doing it for God.
As Josh awaits sentencing. She began by showing...
He's getting 5 years of probation. Get the hell out of here.
She began by showing support for Anna, also speaking about the seven children Anna and Josh share, writing, quote, yeah. Anna, I feel for you. No woman wants to be in your shoes. You're faced with an impossible decision, and you're being surrounded by the wrong kind of support. You've been taught since you were a child that marriage is forever, and you prayed for God to send you a partner. You've constructed a life and a family with him. You didn't choose any of this, and your kids certainly didn't either. I'm not coming after you with some sort of tough love thing. This
You're just being passive-aggressive and making it about you because you want to be in the spotlight.
This is what's simply on my heart, and I can't help but to express it.
Oh, thank God you did. Our life is forever improved because you expressed your opinion. There's about 90 of you. No one's going, oh my God, what the hell is Anna Duggar saying? But now we wonder.
Amy
and now we know.
Continued saying, if no one else in your life is saying it, I need you to understand that there is no shame in divorcing Josh. Someday your kids will be old enough to understand what kind of guy their father really is.
What about you? What's the skeletons in your closet? You seem to care too much about somebody else. I'm sure you have no skeletons. You're a perfect angel.
You can't protect them from the truth for forever. Yeah. I'm saying all of this publicly so that when they do grow up, they will also know that they had family members shouting from the rooftops that they were worth protecting all along.
You're also doing this because you want to be famous. Why all these imbeciles want to be famous.
Your children look up to you so much.
Oh, how do you know? are you there all the time hanging out with her? You're just saying this to her in private, but when you're doing it publicly, you're making it about you and pretending to care, but you're just being an imbecile like the rest of them.
Please be the role model they need in their life. The reality star also said that she and her husband Dylan are there for Anna, also saying...
I love that. That is equivalent to when somebody says, I love you, but then they go on to insult you. A lot of radio show hosts do that. I love Hoppy, but that's what she's doing too. We love you, and so does our husband Josh, but we're going to write a whole editorial about how awful you are.
Josh has chosen how history will remember him. Yeah. By staying and supporting him, you're allowing him to choose that for you. And I know standing up to all this seems impossible now.
But bitch, we're gonna call you out.
But as a mama, your instinct to protect your kids always has to be stronger than your fear. The only people you would upset by leaving are the ones willing to sacrifice you and your children's safety to protect Josh and his secret.
But they gotta be there for Jeebus.
Amy's message to Anna comes after Anna and Michelle Duggar asked the judge in Josh's case for leniency in sentencing, with Anna penning a letter reportedly describing her husband, per the Daily Mail, as a, quote, considerate, respectful, quick to forgive, patient, and genuinely...
Whatever. That family sounds like they got no skeletons in the closet.
We'll send you someplace safe till the heat dies down.
Great, but why am I on a plane?
Homer, how would you like to be a missionary in the South Pacific?
South Pacific? I didn't agree to...
Save me, Jeebus! Save me from the Duggar family!
What? Wait! I'm no missionary! I don't even believe in Jeebus! Let me out!
Sorry, no can do.
Save me, Jeebus!
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I just felt like it was necessary to play that. That's the same God that they believe in. And here's what's really sad when you find out how awful and how creepy and how repulsive religion is. Is it makes you realize there's probably not an afterlife. Because a lot of times these people that are getting older are seeing what's going on with Roe v. Wade, which is really creepy. You're telling a woman what she's going to do with her body. But then when you bring up the fact that people might get raped or whatever, they go, oh yeah, but the kid should be born into this world. What, of awfulness? Get out of here. Here's what I'm saying. When you see the Duggar family be all about Jesus and that, and then you see how hateful religion can be, You're sort of like, oh, there might not be an afterlife. It's really sad. Speaking of what's sad, divorce. Valerie Bertinelli says divorce sucks, which is breaking news. I did not know that. I thought divorce was fun and dandy. She's telling us that it sucks getting divorced. Who would have saw that coming? Breaking news.
This is CNN breaking news.
Thanks for the update. Divorce sucks. Oh, you're so relatable, Valerie. You're a real angel.
I'm just having a very bad day.
That was probably the answer you would give whenever your husband wanted to have sex. Hey, Valerie, you want to bang?
I'm just having a very bad day.
Valerie Bertinelli is getting candid about how she's doing.
Oh, good. We're worried.
The 62-year-old responds.
Damn, she looks good for 62. Oh, yeah. You know what they would call someone like Valerie Bertinelli? Because you know what's about to happen. Is she is about to date a younger man. And the cougar's going to be out there. Oh, yeah. The cougar's going to be on the prowl. She'll be out there getting it on.
Responded to a comment on TikTok that reads, quote, I'm worried about you. You seem so distressed and sad.
Oh, no. You're going to be happy after a divorce. Woohoo! Well, some people are.
A lot of people are right now. I'm your age, feel blue a lot. How can I support you?
Yeah.
And she reacted on Monday saying that she was having a bad day.
Oh, that's interesting. Also, that's that thing where people feel like they can relate to celebrities. They're like, I feel bad for Valerie. No, I'm actually just projecting and thinking about my own marriage where I wish I could afford to get a divorce.
You all are so very sweet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I, you know what? I'm just having a very bad day.
Oh, that sounds fun. Hey, you're fun to lay next to.
But you know what? Sometimes we have bad days, and then we get over them, and then there's a good day.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to the good day.
When's that going to happen?
Some days, I tell you.
You're near death's door.
Grr.
You're in your 60s. It's not like you're a young spring chicken.
Some days, I tell you. Grr. Always looking forward to the good days, she captioned the post, which she reposted on Instagram.
Yeah.
In another post she shared on TikTok, she simply wrote, "Divorce sucks."
Tell me about it.
The update comes after Bertinelli filed for divorce from Tom Vitale on May 12th.
All
according
right.
to court documents.
We're going to divorce from this segment because I don't really care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of someone that is like the VIP of divorce.
Turns out not everyone was a fan of Kim Kardashian wearing Marilyn Monroe's famous happy birthday dress to the Met Gala earlier this month.
If you were honestly offended over a dress that Kim Kardashian wore, you have nothing going on in your life. Like, it's okay if you're upset about it, but if you're writing blogs about it, you really have nothing going on.
Bob Mackie, who made the original sketch of the dress while working for Jean-Louis, who created the dress, criticized the reality star for wearing the crystal-covered column gown to fashion's biggest night while talking to Entertainment Weekly.
Okay, Boomer.
Quote, I thought it was a big mistake.
Oh, cool. Thank God we have the opinion of Bob Mackie. We're all sitting around going, we need to hear from Bob Mackie.
Bob told the outlet while previewing the Turner Classic Movies new series, Follow the Thread. Quote, Marilyn was a goddess, a crazy goddess.
She also was banging married men. Oh, but she was such an angel. She's really no different than Kim. She was the Kim of that time. Because she's been dead so long, people try to romanticize
her. A goddess.
She was a homewrecker. That's fine, but don't act like she was innocent. Oh, she wore it so classy, the way she brought up her dress and got banged in the bathroom by John F. Kennedy. Oh, she's a real class act.
Marilyn was a goddess, a crazy goddess, but a goddess. She was just fabulous. Nobody photographs like that, and it was done for her. It was designed for her. Nobody else should be seen in that dress.
Okay, Boomer.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Thing I would do is put a blue light on a dress, see how much is going on there. This following segment has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, Westchase Printing, and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. Banners like the one I have here at the Happy Hour headquarters in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. Go to WestchasePrinting.com, and they were going to hook you up already with an amazing deal. They were going to hook you up with a top-notch, elite, A++ deal. But when you go there and you tell them that you heard about it on Happy Hour, they're going to hook you up with an even better deal.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Oh, my God.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face?
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. For all the info, RyanHoppyRadio.com. What the hell is going on with everyone's favorite irrelevant side chick?
Julia Fox stepped out to go grocery shopping on Sunday, but it wasn't your average quick errand.
What'd she do?
The 32-year-old starlet made a fashion statement during her trip by wearing a black bra and underwear set from Alexander Wang. She completed the bold look by wearing a denim jacket, denim knee-high boots, and a denim bag.
She may be trying to prove to us that she's an independent woman, but you know what else she's also proving to us? That she's got raging daddy issues. Look at me. Look at me. I wasn't loved by my father. Look at me. Look at me. I'm in my underwear. And I had to deal with Kanye West, whiskey dick in bed from taking his bipolar meds.
After the revealing ensemble went viral on social media, the Uncut Gems actress explained her attire.
Oh my God, who cares?
The revealing ensemble went viral on social media. The Uncut Gems actress explained her attire on her Instagram story, writing, "I just think that if it's socially acceptable at the beach, it should be the same everywhere."
You know, all the weekend dads are like,
LOL. Denim seems to be Julia's go-to accessory.
Yeah, being an attention whore too.
Back in March.
Anybody could have played her character in Uncut Gems.
She stepped out in Los Angeles in a light blue denim outfit, featuring low-rise jeans with the waistband cut off and a homemade bandeau top that she made with the waistband. Julia completed her look with the same pair of knee-high boots and purse she just recently wore to the grocery store. At the time, the star posted about her...
She looks like a worn-out mermaid.
DIY denim look on her Instagram, writing, "Tutorial on how I made these pants coming soon."
I just ripped them up.
LMAO.
I was banging this guy and he's like, "Let's rip it up."
"I also made this top, but I didn't record it because I truly didn't think it was going to work."
Oh, whatever. Kind of like your career.
"Also, never taking these boots off." This isn't the first time the model has raised eyebrows with her interesting fashion choices.
She makes guys raise their eyebrows.
Julia made quite the statement at the Vanity Fair Oscar party as she arrived at the A-list shindig in a black leather dress that featured hands gripping around her neck.
Oh yeah, she misses Kanye.
Complete with a purse made of human hair.
Oh wow, you're so edgy and wild. You're copying Megan Fox because you're a hack.
She also turned heads when she attended the New York City premiere of The Batman.
And whenever she's with guys, she makes them lift her heads.
Just a few months ago. And arrived in a black leather outfit. At the event, she shared all the details of her superhero-themed ensemble with Access Hollywood.
"So this is a full latex look that my stylist had made. This coat is, I think, Avellano is the brand." And
she would like latex.
"This is L'Envent. And as you can see, we have Catwoman on here."
Catwoman?
"Yeah, so just showing support."
"We're a fashion..."
She talks like every girl in Los Angeles.
"Fashion girl. You know I have to ask you, Uncut Gems."
God, I know.
That's all you're known for. That's good.
I did not... I'm just so glad that people are watching the movie again.
Oh. Everyone's watching it because of you, not because of Adam Sandler's deserved... Oscar award winning acting. It's because of you playing the plan, chick. It's all about you because you're planned. Oh, let's all bow down to the angel known as Julia Fox. The way she played as secretary, she was so inspiring. I know another place she can play that secretary job.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Britney Spears and fiancé Sam Asghari are feeling the love amid their heartbreak. Just days after the couple announced that they lost their, quote, miracle baby, Sam took to Instagram to thank all their fans for their support.
Oh, that's good.
Quote,
"Now living in the moment and just trying to reconcile whatever's going on. Not that there would be a problem with the relationship, but that's a huge thing. Having a miscarriage, that's a big thing. And the first thing you do is go to social media. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Felt your support. We are taking things positively and moving forward with our future. It's hard, but we are not alone. Thank you for respecting our privacy. We will be expanding our family soon."
Maybe this is a sign that you don't need any kids.
The 28-year-old penned on his IG story.
Yeah, he would be 46 if their kid turned 18. She'd be 58. I think it's time to kind of like just like retire from that.
Sam and Bernie shared their sad news in a joint Instagram statement on Saturday.
They have a joint account? They had a joint thing? Someone cheated.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment's been brought to you by Rich Kaylee Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich K Barber is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. Go to Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard right next door to McDonald's. But you can't just show up and go, hey, how's it going? Can I get a haircut? No, 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 no. RichKBarber.com. There will have the link to the lot to, Jesus Christ, that was a speech impediment moment. There at RichKBarber.com will have the link to download the app. Go there. Sign up for an appointment. No, 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 no. Relax. If you're doing it right now, and you're going, man, he's booked up for the rest of the week. Just wait the 3 days and then join the waiting list and he'll have an opening. When I tell you it's worth it, I'm not lying to you. You see how good I've been looking?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Whoa, hey. Oh, hey, hey. It's, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Board. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
That's you and Mr. Franco on May 22nd, 2016, right, Ms. Heard?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp's legal team cross-examined Amber Heard over a visit she had with James Franco the night before she filed for divorce. The topic came up during the Aquaman actress's fourth day on the stand.
You know what this court case is? It's like when you're single and you're like banging this friends with benefits you have and you're not very happy you do it. And it's like the philosopher known as Lil Wayne. It's like the philosopher known as Lil Weezy says, first you come, then you come to your senses. And like you talk about this case and you feel good in the moment and then you're like, oh yeah. And then you feel gross after.
After Depp's attorney had asked her about her attempt to change the locks at her penthouse apartment earlier on the day in question.
How relatable. My penthouse apartment.
That's why you felt comfortable having James Franco over the evening of May 22nd, 2016.
I do not know when James came over.
We just told you, bitch.
Elevator footage played in court dated from that day shortly before 11 p.m. and showed Franco and Heard heading up to her floor. At one point, the Spring Breaker star appeared to rest his head on her shoulder, and she seemed to lean her head on his. Heard confirmed that she and Franco were going to her residence, but
we were going to play a game of cards. Man, it took a minute to say it. We're just going to play a board game. I didn't go down on him and give him a 2-point conversion.
Specified that she wasn't aware if she knew at the time if Depp was out of town.
Yeah.
I don't know what I knew of his schedule at the time.
In her legal...
Because I didn't care. I just wanted to bang anything to make him jealous.
...team's redirect, Heard testified as to why Franco had visited her.
Because he was my friend and he lived next door, quite literally next door. And I frankly exhausted my support network with my usual friends and was happy to welcome as much friendship at that time as I could possibly get.
You have friends? I want to meet that person. I'm friends with the sociopath.
She also shared her account of their elevator ride.
What did Mr. Franco do
grab my ass
on the elevator before laying his head on your shoulder?
He kind of touched the side of my face and responded to what he saw.
Yeah, I see a girl that wants to get banged up.
Access Hollywood has reached out to reps for Franco for comment.
He's like, oh, 6 years ago, who cares?
Depp testified during...
I've been canceled since then. I've moved on too.
Access Hollywood has reached out to reps for Franco for comment.
Okay.
Depp testified during Heard's team's cross-examination of him, but he suspected his then-wife was having an affair with Franco. And earlier in her own testimony, the stand actress...
James Franco just seems like someone that would bang a married woman.
...just claimed that Depp had been upset...
He's kind of a slut, a whore, a skank.
...set with her for accepting a role on Franco's film, The Adderall Diaries.
There would be something called The Adderall Diaries with this dummy.
He was mad at me for taking the job with James Franco.
I would be too. You're banging him.
He...
But if a man did this, the man would be crucified. But when a woman does it, she's exploring her sexuality.
Hated. Hated James Franco.
And he hated you too. Why? Because you're not that pretty. 856-49-HOPPY. I mean, you're pretty when you're like all dolled up with a Microsoft Paint edit. If you look at some of her modeling pictures, they don't look real. Because her in court, yuck. That widow's peak she's got going on, she ain't that pretty to be that pretentious.
Amber Heard has denied that she left feces in a bed she shared with her ex-husband, Johnny Depp. Well,
I think she's taking this to the... to the ground. Oh, yeah, I shit the bed with a huge log.
Amber Heard has denied that she left feces in a bed she shared with her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, while testifying in court on Monday. The alleged incident happened after a night of arguing between the pair in April 2016 regarding her 30th birthday party. The 50-year-old actor previously testified that he saw a picture of, quote, fecal matter on the bed and said he believed Heard had defecated on his side of the bed in court. He also claimed she tried to blame their dogs for the incident. But on Monday, Heard pushed back on his claims, saying one of the dogs had bowel control issues.
But the, whatever. I mean, we've heard this over and over. She took a big shit. Whatever.
She had eaten Johnny's weed when she was a puppy and had bowel control issues for her entire life, among some
I love how she's trying to bring up a time that the dog probably did eat his weed. Man. She's just a real see you next Tuesday.
Other issues. She was, you know, we regularly had to take her to the vet to try to figure out, well, what was wrong with this dog.
You took the dog to the vet. You should be taken to a mental hospital. Both of you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Whores.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by quadpod.com. QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. When I tell you that Quad Pod is the best podcasting network in the whole wide universe, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to Ryan Hoppy right there at quadpod.com. QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. Also, this is being brought to you by our official affiliate of Hoppy Hour, ZRadioLive.com. The best top 40 station in the whole wide world. Here's the deal. Every Friday at 5 p.m. East Coast time,
4 p.m. Central,
you can go to Z Radio Live. Z Radio Live on social media. And go to the Odyssey and TuneIn app. And like the app TuneIn is called, tune in.
Money. And like that.
But I'm right here.
He's gone.
I'm not gone yet. A few more minutes. I meant to press this.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
This young woman is live streaming herself cooking, but it's not going so well. She's causing so much smoke, she sets off the fire alarm in her building.
That sounds like a fun time. dummy. Just saying. Why even? Whatever. Whatever.
But things are about to get a lot worse.
Yeah. I can't breathe.
Oh,
jeez.
Now she's in
any of the, damages, I'll just have daddy pay for.
In big trouble.
Meaning my baby daddy. Meaning my father. Or the rich man that I call daddy. My sugar daddy.
Oh, God. I don't know what to do, guys. I don't know what to do.
She runs out of her.
I'm a spoiled brat Gen Z. I don't know how to live.
Apartment screaming for help.
Help! Help! I don't have a fire extinguisher.
I just freaked out. I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, we could tell.
Kelly Jane Carone tells me she was making a steak for her birthday and live streaming on Twitch when it all went wrong. Get this, 26-year-old Kelly has a degree in mechanical engineering.
Seemed like all that college went to good use.
I'm sure once upon a time I did learn that oil and oil fires and water don't mix very well.
I just didn't pay attention in college because I was partying. Yeah, pass the molly.
I had to learn that at some point.
But you didn't remember. See, you didn't really learn it. If you learned it, you would have known about it. And the news reporter's just laughing at you.
But I definitely turned into panic mode when I saw the huge flames. Mm-hmm. And all of that just went completely out the
Hearing your loud, annoying voice is taking me into panic mode. Maybe I'm just projecting. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of loud voices.
You see her. Now you don't. Megan Thee Stallion reposted this photo that crops Cara Delevingne out of her and Doja Cat's shot at the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah, she kind of ruins the picture. I would too.
And it's causing chatter about Cara's quirky interactions with Meg throughout the night.
Yeah, Cara just seems like kind of a bitch. Not saying Megan's an angel, but
it all started on the red carpet when fans noticed Cara seemed to be at the Billboard Awards with the rapper. While Meg was posing away, fans spotted Cara peeking around the corner, hyping her up.
Hell yeah, you go, girl. Get away from me. I don't want to be seen with you in public, so I'm going to hype you up to make you go away and get confident. Bye. Leave. Get away from me. I don't want to be seen with you.
And at one point, Cara lifted a part of Megan's dress. Then
that's cool. Show off that ass. Bet she loved that.
She proceeded to talk.
I mean, we've all seen it in the WAP video.
Tossed it in the air, seemingly trying to help Meg get the perfect shot.
Thank you.
Now check out this moment when they were seated inside the award show and Megan won Best Female Rap Artist. Some fans couldn't help but notice Cara's reaction.
And the Billboard Musical.
Yeah, Cara just seems like a bitch, man.
Award goes to Megan Thee Stallion.
I don't know why, but when I hear that music, I just think of an STD clinic.
Happy hour.
I wonder
Happy
why.
Happy hour.
Just being honest.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Well, a new milestone for gas prices in this country, and it could forecast more of what's ahead.
I don't like to using that word. It'd be like new record, because it sounds like it should be positive. Close your eyes.
Well, a new milestone for gas prices.
You would think it's 50 cents. Like, that sounds like a more positive word. It's like a new record, or overpriced, or California sucks. Yeah, that's more like it.
Well, a new milestone for gas prices in this country, and it could forecast more of what's ahead. For the first time ever, the average price for gasoline in California hit $6 a gallon.
Oh, it's so worth it because California is so cool. The way they got homeless people and fucking pieces of shit politicians that don't even follow their whole rules. Oh, but let's live in California to chase the dream.
On Tuesday, an analyst warned that price could be the national average by August.
Oh, shut up. Can the media stop trying to manifest it? I'm not saying talking about it or not talking about it's going to change it, but stop putting it out there. Stop it. I hate people.
Next up, Pete Davidson and Edie Falco, the two stars, are teaming up for a new comedy series.
That sounds good. That's just like a good mix of people.
Based on Pete Davidson's life at yesterday's NBC Upfronts, the pair announcing that Falco is going to play Pete's mom in Butkus, a show set to tell dramatized versions of Pete's real life experiences.
Oh, that sounds good.
Something that he also did in the 2020 movie The King
of
Staten Island. The SNL actor is going to write.
That movie was great, by the way. Everyone's like, oh, it sucks. Anybody who thought that Pete Davidson's movie sucks, it was going in wanting to hate it. Because it was good. If it was anybody else, you would like it. But the Gen Xers that are jealous of the women that Pete Davidson has banged, the Gen Xers that are jealous of Pete Davidson's success that they have, that he has accomplished in half of the time you've been alive. I'm just saying, shut up.
And executive produced the project. The new gig is extra special for Pete, who also happens to be a Soprano super fan, even spotted with a Bada Bing tattoo somewhere on his body that we can't.
Somewhere on his body. Cool. 856-49-HOPPY. All right, we're going to come back and wrap up everything right after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Hour, we'll be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment's been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. When you go there at 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, and you tell him that I sent you, he will hook you up with a great deal. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Oh, Stu.
Yeah.
I got problems.
Really?
I need to impress Amy somehow.
Okay.
She thinks I'm a screw-up.
Well, that's a fair assessment.
What's that?
Don't listen to me. Ask for a promotion.
A promotion?
Yeah.
You think he'll give it to me?
Yeah, just storm in there and lay down the law.
Storm in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't storm in anywhere.
Okay, I have a solution.
Yeah?
Walk in there nervously and lay down the law in a stuttering, insecure manner.
I can handle that. That's more my speed. So I hate to just storm in here and lay down the law like this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no two ways about it. I'm due for a promotion and I'm here to claim it.
I'm sorry. How did you get in here?
Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. That the other stations are tuned in to.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hobby Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHobbyRadio@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about all the sponsors from Hoppy Hour. We got five sponsors right now. And if you want to sponsor Hoppy Hour, contact me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, or search me on Facebook, Ryan Hoppy. I'm just saying. This following segment has been brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com. Sign up for an appointment and then you can wait. So like, okay, here's how I'm trying to word it. So I've been talking for an hour. Pardon me. Here's how it goes. RichKBarber.com. You get a beard trim, haircut, whatever you need. Now, you might have to wait four more days than you want to get it. But don't go to one of those chain places that'll rip you off. Wow, hot women taking haircuts. It's so cool. Do you actually want a good job? Go to RichKBarber.com. This has also been brought to you by the classiest, most noble, badass boxing trainer, MMA trainer, Muay Thai trainer. There is martial arts. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com. This has also been brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I will not lie to you. Fit_sage_fitness on Instagram. And if you don't live in Tampa Bay, you can always work out virtually. For all the info, fitsagefitness.net. Also, this is being brought to you by Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. with Dwayne the Mattress Guy. All right. Here's how it goes. Got all the info right here. I am tired. Life is hard. But getting a bed is easy. A13-452-5555. That's A13-452-5555. Dwayne the Mattress Guy can save you up to 80%. $25 down financing. A private showing to check it out, and a huge selection, and save 50 to 80% from retail. All those big boxes places are just going to want you to buy the most expensive bed. Dwayne wants you to sleep well. If you spend one-third of your life in bed, you might as well do it right. Once again, A13-452-5555. And he's got 10 different types of queen beds. Okay. Text ACIMA. No, for a Kima bed or a SEMA, text 64714 to 22462. That's 64714 to 22462. Or for a Calafi, $40 down, text EXXLJ to 844-223-8937. Once again, 64714 to 22462 or EXXLJ to 844-223-8937. I'm just trying to help you out, man. Because you're probably laying in bed and you're wondering why I'm all sore. No, trust me. You want to go to Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro with Dwayne the Mattress Guy at A13-452-5555. Also been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, West Chase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram can do that. I did Rich Keeley. I did FitzAge Fitness. I did Amir Academy. I've done it all. All right. Kind of. Go on. Stitcher. I'm trying to beat that speech impediment. Let's do it together. Stitcher. I did it. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Mixcloud, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Podbean, Google Play Music, and search up. That's the one I forget about all the time. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, RyanHoppyRadio.com, at RyanHoppyRadio on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. RyanHoppyRadio at gmail.com. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. That's about it, man. I appreciate each and every one of you that listen. You mean the world to me. I appreciate all the love. And that's all I get. I don't get any hate around here. I get nothing but love. Why? Because Ryan Hoppy attracts the lovers.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.